Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor orders flags to be flown at half-staff statewide today, Thursday, December 7th, in honor of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon has ordered both the U.S. and state of Wyoming flag be flown at half-staff statewide from sunrise to sunset today, Thursday, December 7th, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, to commemorate the patriots who were wounded and who perished on December 7th, 1941. Governor Gordon said the commemoration of the attack on Pearl Harbor instills in all Americans a greater understanding and appreciation of the selfless sacrifice of the individuals who served in the armed forces of the United States during World War II. Pearl Harbor Day affords us the opportunity to honor the great generation of Americans whose unparalleled exploits, persistence, devotion, and bravery in the name of freedom have allowed our country and many others to prosper. On August 23, 1994, the United States Congress designated December 7th as National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Every year, remembrance events are held at the Pearl Harbor National Memorial, culminating in a commemorative ceremony on December 7th. Pearl Harbor survivors, veterans, and visitors from all over the world come together to honor and remember the 2,403 service members and civilians who were killed during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. A further 1,178 people were injured in the attack, which permanently sank two U.S. Navy battleships, the USS Arizona and the USS Utah, and destroyed 188 aircraft. Panel recommends Wyoming spend $37.5 million on six energy projects. The Wyoming Energy Authority has recommended Governor Mark Gordon award a combined $37.5 million to support six energy projects, including coal to hydrogen and carbon capture proposals. Wildfile reported to pay for the initiatives, Gordon would tap into a $150 million pot of Wyoming taxpayer money that the legislature established in 2022 and set aside for the governor to spend at his discretion. The Wyoming Energy Authority, which screens proposals for the Energy Matching Funds Program, is accepting public comment on the projects through Sunday. The agency is looking for both technical input and comments regarding the merits of each project, according to spokesperson Honora Kerr. None of the six recommended applications include renewable energy proposals that don't involve fossil fuels. Wyoming utility Black Hills Energy and natural gas pipeline giant Williams Companies are among the six private firms to potentially receive state matching funds. The state's $37.5 million investment would leverage a total of $120 million in federal and private funding, according to the Wyoming Energy Authority. Gordon approved energy matching funds appropriations for two other energy projects earlier this year, $9.1 million for the Sweetwater Carbon Storage Hub in southwest Wyoming and $10 million for a nuclear microreactor effort to assess the manufacture and deployment of small-scale nuclear reactors in the state and beyond. The aim of the Energy Matching Funds program is to give Wyoming-based clean and low-carbon energy projects a competitive edge by providing matching funds needed to land federal dollars available via the Inflation Reduction Act and Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, according to the Energy Authority. Summaries of the six projects can be viewed at the Wyoming Energy Authority's website, and comments can be submitted to wea@wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.